Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saleh for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
In their book, Leaders, Warren Bennis and Bernanos see 5 skills shared by the world's most successful businessmen. Whatever these individuals don't have in common, the authors noted with surprise that almost all of them are deeply committed to the institution of marriage, and they are still married to their first wife. But the question is this: do the same factors that make for success in the business world make you successful at home? You can decide for yourself. Skill number 1, they point out, is the ability to accept people as they are, not how you would like them to be. In a way, this can be seen as the height of wisdom, to get under the skin of someone else, to understand what other people are like on their terms rather than judging them. The authors didn't say hard work, determination, whipping your team into shape. Rather, getting into the skin of another. Jesus put it, "Whatever you would that men should do unto you, even so do ye to them." In marriage, it means accepting your mate as he or she is, instead of trying to spend your time to whip the other person into line with your concept of what he or she ought to be. Some wives work so hard at making their husbands the man she would like to be married to, they don't have much time to be very good wives themselves. Skill number 2, the capacity to approach relationships and problems in terms of the present rather than the past. Certainly, it is true that we do learn from past mistakes, but using the present as a takeoff point for trying to make fewer mistakes seemed to be more productive for those leaders and certainly was more psychologically sound than rehashing things that are over. Love in marriage is a fairly recent concept. Romantic love is wonderful. It is important. But forgiveness is as old as the institution of marriage itself. Forgiveness allows you to live in the present rather than nurse bitterness from the past. Vitally important in marriage, just as in business, is forgiveness. Skill number 3. The ability to treat those who are close to you with the same courteous attention that you extend to strangers and casual acquaintances. The need for this skill, says the authors, is often most obvious and lacking in our relationships with our families. But it is equally important at work. We tend to take for granted those to whom we are closest. Often we get accustomed to seeing them and hearing from them, and we lose our ability to listen to what they are really saying or to appreciate the quality, good or bad, of what they are doing. Self-explanatory. Strange, is it not, how we often come home, close the door, then say things to each other we would never think of saying to our colleagues on the job. Why? Does marriage give you license to hurt the one you love? Skill number 4. The ability to trust others, even if the risk seems great. Trust is a vital part of the ingredient of love. It means commitment. It involves risk. And when you have been hurt, the tendency is to pull back, withdraw, hesitate. You can't do it. Skill number 5. The ability to do without the constant approval and recognition from others. Does that skill apply to marriage? It does. It doesn't mean that you don't need to communicate love. But what makes for success in the business world makes for success in marriage too. It makes for success in every part of our lives. That's it on today's edition of Guidelines. I'm Harold Saleh saying thank you for letting me chat with you. 5 minutes goes by so quickly. If you have access to the internet, you can listen to what you've just heard again. You can download it in MP3, or you can print it out. Go to our website at guidelines.org, then click on the date for today, and take your choice. That's it on Guidelines.